Okay, today's daf is daf Membet, and last year we ended right here with Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Yochanan, miskuruchu halavuli, yeyarden So here we actually saw back in Masechta Maor Katan. Rabbi Chaim explains here the term, even though the vuli, people some explain this like a general or an officer or something like that. Rabbi Chaim back in Maor Katan, he explained that if the Ashirim, and if you get into a fight with Ashirim, and then they have a certain amount of influence, then he says that basically you should make your Yarden your vul, so run away, because they have influence and power, and then you won't be able to get out of this unscathed, let's put it that way. So Amrav Yochanan, kovlin rashut patar miboli. The one can even, that's different from Farshim here, cholamoed, or simply it could even be just going to the authorities, meaning the government, in order to get out of trouble with these bully, which is these, as we explained, these Ashirin. Interesting, the bully, now we refer to the bullies as well. But anyway, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan, loving beribit, another statement Rabbi Yochanan says, is one can malve beribit. However, referring to real bit drabanan, normally you're not allowed to do that, it's a storaisa, but you're allowed to do ribit drabanan lachavurat mitzvah. So some sort of Chavrut Mitzvah, some of Farshim here explain that first like Surat Shabbat, or V'leKiddush HaChodesh. Now, Kiddush HaChodesh, last year, if you remember, we kind of hesitated in terms of what the parish was for Kiddush HaChodesh, or Ibur HaChodesh. So the Kiddush HaChodesh, again, the way Reb Chaim explains that in Maor Katan, he says is that when they would make the Chodesh Mu'uberet, in the last month of 30 days, they would make a seudah, they make a feast at the time, in order to lefarsem, and that would make it more publicized that the previous month was actually a 30-day month, and that way people know when Rosh Chodesh is. Okay, that's what this Kiddush HaChodesh is. So you're allowed to mother it for these purposes. So Rabbi Yochanan have ali leknishta betzafra. He went into the Beknes in the morning. Malaket pirurim would pick up the crumbs va'achel and eat them. What crumbs we're talking about? Amar yechaki im man de kadesh yarcha. I want my chelik to be with those who were part of this Suda, if you like, who was able to mekadesh the yareach, mekadesh the chodesh, hachal b'romeshim. Romeshim means etmol, in the night, the previous night. So let's continue. Achal, the next case of back to Ben Tzur Emoreh. If he ate nevelot, trefot, shkatzim, v'ramasim, all manners of isurim, non-kosher food, so he got this tatim abasar, but it began from a nevela, then we say it doesn't come a Ben Tzur Emoreh. Now it says v'yisru oto v'lo. Now the funny thing is, there's no pasuk that actually says that. So the different parashim in the previous pasuk, well, previous pasuk we were dorish in terms of the way Korban had explained it. Here he changes the girsa. Says the pasuk is einu shomer b'koleinu. Okay, but not v'lo yishma b'kolam. It says the pasuk we dorish einu shomer b'koleinu, which actually the pasuk that we're referring to, Vayisru Otor, ends V'lo Yishma Aleihem. That's where the pasuk really ends. But the two pasukim later is one is referring to Ve'enu Shmeh B'Koleinu. Okay, Mashma, Eino Yotze Ezel would exclude the case of Ben Tzur Moreh, Afilu B'Kol Aviv Shebashamayim Eino Shomeh. That not only doesn't he listen to us, if he eats an Isu Nevela, he's also not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, that excludes this in act of consumption we're talking about, and therefore that is that such a child will not be zilabent or more. Okay, next mission, Salach Gimel. Ganav mishal aviv v'achal b'rishot aviv. If he steals from his father and then consumes this meat within the father's reshut, in that situation, not a ben tzur emoreh. Korban Eda explains. Even though it's easy for him to access these funds, since he's eating in the reshut of his father, he'll be too scared. If father sees him, this is not going to be habit forming, let's put it that way. So, fine. If he steals from other people, then and he eats in other people's property, well, that's a bit harder to access, so it's not mamshich. Once again, it's not so easy to get. And or next case is Meshel Acharim v'achal b'rishut aviv. That's the double deterrent, if you like. It doesn't end also benefits from me'ad sheignu meshel aviv v'yochal b'shel acharim. Then Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, o me'ad sheignu meshel aviv u'meshel imo, until he steals from his father and his mother. Now, exactly how that will be, entering the Gemara after the next Mishnah will address this question. Because how can it be from your aviv and imo? But I'll leave that. Like, what would the case be? We'll get to that soon. Let's learn the Gemara now in this Mishnah. Ganav Mishalaviv. Azara Rishon Minayin. So where's Azara for this first Gneva? So to explain, I'll explain this first like the Korban Eidah, because he explains as follows, and then we'll address the Pnei Moshe in a moment. Since the Tana Kama Matrim Bo Bifnei Gimel, what we'll learn later on, the first incident, we don't just parents don't stumbling a child that's a bit difficult to the Beit Din and get him to become Ben Sora Moreh. The first time he has steals and does his activities, they bring in front of three people, and they would warn him, or they'd give him Malkus. So what's the basis? Uminalan da Azara la Malkut, he says. So I'll show you the comment. It says that Nana Kama Pirkin Matru Bafne Gimul, Uminalan Azara la Malkut Zeh. What do you say? The source of the Kama Milot Tignov, Yelfinande. You got Tignov written here, Milot Tignov. And then it says, Azra le Gneva Shnia. Okay, what about the second set we actually end up killing? Minayim lo tignov. That is the second Gneva Shnia that brings him to become Ben Saron Moreh. Okay, now the reason why this is pause for thought is because the Bavli actually learns that the source of the first Malkut is like actually, as I explained to you in yesterday's year, it's Vayisru Oto. Okay, that's a Lashon of giving him Malkus. And the difficulty, that's why the difficulty is. That's why the actually Sharei Korban says the Yerushalmi would have to also still lean on that pasuk because Lo Tignov don't get Malkus because it's in Tani Shavon because you could return it. Okay, I'm not going to share a comment detail, but another kasha that comes up is the Pnei Moshe's Perush. He says, well, Lo Tignov isn't that you're not an aser to be brought is not talking about stealing items at all. It's talking about what? It's talking about kidnapping. So that's why he says the Rishon and Shnia is not talking about Ben Sora Moreh at all. It's talking about the Rishon, meaning I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, Rishona, because that's the first Gneva that the Torah is warning us about, which is talking about kidnapping and stealing people. That is Shnia, that is the other type of Gneva, which is stealing money. So again, the Korban completely aligns this perfectly, if you like, with Ben Sora Moreh. And Pnei Moshe says, well, due to the difficulties I've just sort of stressed, seems to attach it to something else entirely. Now, having been Dorish on Lo Tignovu, it says, Lo Tignovu ala Lameka. So it's still Dorish from the Pasuk. Importantly, I'll show you the Korban again. He says, Adain Kasha, Lama Azara Legnevu, why do we need a Lo Tasev Gneva? Neila Mirribi Ona, all these other forms of taking money from people incorrectly, charging interest, fraud. Because you're stealing from them in that case as well. It makes lamok made to ati lamaute. Therefore, it makes sense. Lo tignovu is coming to exclude something else. Even if you're just trying to cause someone some pain, so you're gonna give them the money back later. The classic example people gave is someone's irresponsible with their leave their stuff around the, like a dorm or on the base midrash, leave their stuff on the tables, all this stuff around. You want to teach the guy a lesson to look after his stuff, and you steal it just to teach him a lesson. That wouldn't be allowed according to this. Because I feel even if you don't want the money, just to try to cause him some sort of tsar, you cannot do that. Similarly, Lo Tignovu, Almanat Lesha, let's say you want to give someone tzedakah, and he doesn't want to receive any money from you. So what are you going to do? You're going to steal from him in order that you're chayav to pay in kefil. And that's a great way of giving him money. He says, look, I have to give you the money, Beit Din, etc., etc. Still, you're not allowed to do so. Also, Almanat Lesha, let's say you want to give him lots of money, but the only way he never wants to take any cent from you. So you think, you know, I'm going to steal these animals, shecht it and sell it and find witnesses will witness you the whole thing. And that way I can pay 4 or 5. That way I can give him all this money. Nonetheless, Lo Tignovu, that's extra thing. Pasuk saying, I'll do that. Now, Ben Bagel Omer, Lo Tignovu Etshalcha Me'achar HaGanav, Shelo Tira. Let's say someone stole from you. Don't go back and steal from him because then it's going to look like you're stealing. Next, Rav Yochanan says, B'Shem Rav Hoshaya. We get back to Ben Tzoramer, it's only if he steals money in order to, you know, spend the money to purchase the meat and all these other things. So Rav Zira b'shem Rav Hoshea, Einu chayv ad shi'zalzel b'maot. Now, zalzel means like degrading or being reckless with the money. But the Gemara says, what do you mean the Ben Tzoramer said mezalzel b'maot? Ma'an kaimim im amar. If he says, haylecha chamesh. He's 5 and giving meat for 3. He's overpaying. Shati here. It's a shaita. He's a fool. Halacha shtvata. You wouldn't call them a mazbe. You call him like a fool. So halacha, if he says he's 3, v'havlich chamesh, I'm paying you 3, but I want $5 worth. Well, then barnashi, that's not a mezalzel. That's someone clever. That's most people want to do that. They want to get a good deal. Ella kinan kaimibu da'ama halachamesh v'havlich chamesh. He says, here's five, I don't want five. Now, what's here's five, I don't want five? Why is that considered mezalzel? So the Karbaneda says it's just atila fuke shalo yikach basar, that he's not buying expensive meat. In other words, he just simply wants to, if you like, he's paying market rate, but getting affordable meat. Let's call it that way. However, very interestingly, but again, I'm not sure how that fits with mezalzel, unless it's talking about lashon zol. He wants to purchase things like. He's paying for the money, but for being cheap. However, if you have a look at the B'nai Moshe, he says, this is Ela Ken Anan Kaimim Ba'uda Hamesh Vavli Hamesh. He sees that there's a good deal. He doesn't care about the money. In other words, he's going to spend $5 on meat. But now there's a deal going. He's still going to spend the $5 on all the meat. And he's going to get an excess. There are people that are like this. They said, oh, it's a deal, so therefore I'll get more. Right? Even if you don't need it. It says, "V'tenli mezalzel." He sees it being zol. He gives more money, mezalzel, and therefore wastes his money. Why is it wasting more money? Because he buys more than he needs. That's being mezalzel. Okay, that's pretty much. Let's continue. What's it between a ganav and a gazlan? So Amar Avila ganav bifnei edim is sorry. Ganav bifnei edim, ganav bifnei baalim is a gazlan. The difference between a ganav and a gazlan is a ganav does in front of the witnesses, not in front of the baalim, the owners. So I guess that's somewhat secretly. And a bifnei baalim, if he does it straight from the person, that's a gazlan. That's probably the classic way most people understand it. A ganav does it secretly, and a gazlan is a person who's like a highway robber, and you know, stick him up, give you money. Okay. So Reb Zira, however, by ma'ata filin tkaven ula ein ze gazlan. The different perushim here, what the Korban Eder says, once again, he says, it's parech. Let's say someone tries to steal something that's been stolen. Okay? And the Baalim are there, are present. That's Baalim Imor, no? However, ain't ze gazlan, that's not a gazlan, who il ve ain't zu bifnei baalim, that's in front of the Baalim, the people who are in possession of it right now. Shrei kesh gazlan ain't of a Baalim. Because in that case, it's not considered with the Baalim. So, in other words, you can have in front of people, but it's not considered, if you like, a gazlan. That's what the kasha, if you like, the Korban Eder says. However, I'll show you here the Pnei Moshe. He says, So he says, it seems to be that. If the Baalim don't want to give it to him, then he'll take it. It says, okay, that's not because of the gazlan, because of the continuation of the Gemara, which you'll see in a moment. That according to Reb Zira, he needs to be something. It's a public type of theft. That's what, or robbery. Let's call it that. Sorry, theft's other way. What type of robbery? So let's have a look. So again, I'm not 100% clear, but it seems that the kashas, they're not comfortable with the classic perush. So therefore, the Gemara says. Hi, Dino Gazlan. What then is Galadat to Reb Zira? Rav Shmuel Bar Susrata says, "B'shem Rav Avahu, adjik them b'fnei asarim." It's got to be in public, like in front of 10 people. Why? What's the proof of that? The Igzolat Chanit. This story referring to Benayel Ben Yehoyada that stole the Chanit, but used the lashon of a gazal. Miyad Ametzri. This is on the battlefield. And he killed him b'chanito, and he killed him with his own spear, which is the assumption is this is in public, so. Okay, we've got another warning. We'll see how we go for this year. Let's continue. Halacha, back to Ben Sura Moreh. If the father wanted and the mother did not want it, or Imar rotzer, meaning to make this kid a Ben Sura, he doesn't come Ben Sura. Okay, he doesn't go until they, if you like, they both want, the father and mother want to bring the child to become a Ben Sura Moreh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, here we're going to see, by the way, of the Gemara, means that the Korban explains, as we'll see later on, that, oh, actually, I'm not sure if we will see later, but we saw in the Bavli, that the father and mother, in order for Ben Tzur HaMoreh to go ahead, the father may have to be similar in their voices, in their appearance, and their stature, well, their size. Okay, interesting. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Haya Aviv. Now the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Yochanan va'filu eini mora u'ilaviv." So what this is not being cholok on the Mishnah. According to Meir Moshe, this is now coming to explain to be Midaik and Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to understand that when this Ein Ruiyah means equivalent in, as we said, Kol, Koma, the three things, Kol, Mare, and Koma. Because if it was just a matter of they were prohibited through, the marriage was prohibited, or the relationship was a prohibited relationship, the child could still become a Ben Surah Moreh. Okay? That's what it's saying in Ruiyah. Because there's two ways to understand Ruiyah. Ruiyah means similarity, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. Ruiyah means in terms of permitted relationship. Because in any event, this child is a that's his father, that's his mother, and the Torah, so therefore it could go ahead, even if he was a product of this forbidden relationship. But call Mishi Yeshla Imo, now the Gemara. This is what I asked you before. If you remember, we mentioned before that we're going to discuss later. In the previous mission, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda says, Achi igno Mishel Aviv u Mishel Imo, until he steals from both his father and mother. So Rabbi Yossi says, V'kol ma sheyesh l'imo lo Mishel Aviv hem. Is it not, are they not the same thing? Meaning, everything that mother owns, the father owns. So what are we talking about? So Rabbi Yossi, Barbun tiftar bahu dahavut nasfa diurin v'avda sheiro v'genav minehun. So the way the Korban explains it, that this is where the mother accepted guests in her house, she was feeding them, and she's therefore chayv ba'achrayut, she's responsible for their property to look after it. So therefore, if they steal from the if the son steals from the guest's property, it's Michelle Imo because she's chayv ba'achrayut. She's responsible for it. Interesting. But then Moshe simply explains differently that it was su'uda, it was a meal that was for the mother and father. Different understanding of what Sheiro and actually diurin or diudim, he explains.
What about nechsimiluk?
Sorry?
What about nechsimiluk? If she brings into her to her marriage, she brings in her own properties, and he steals that. Now can he pay this?
I thought of that as well, but the question is that shall the parent themselves are considered the fathers of Nechzei Malog. The parent of the fathers. Okay, he's a chel peirot. That's the whole point of Nechzei Malog. Okay, and he can't sell the land that would be the mother's. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah.
That's what he does, the son. That's what
Sorry?
The son does. That's what the son does.
Which?
He sells the property from his mother. The
he sells the
sell
land?
The
parents of fathers. Next symbol of the parents of the fathers.
And next is son of Barzel.
It's, well, they're completely the fathers in that sense because he's hyped to pay the actual value back.
So, okay.
Right? Let's continue. Hayacha mehen, let's say one of the parents was Gidem or Chiger or Ilem or Suma or Cheresh. So we'll go through them one by one as we do the drashas. Then the child will not become, Naseh Ben Surah Moreh. Next, Shenamar. V'tafsu bo. So that would, they have to be able to, the full pasuk is V'tafsu, the father and mother grab the child. V'otzi, when they take him to the Zitine Iro, V'el Sharimo. V'amu, they say, El Zikne Iro, Banenu Zeh, this child of ours is a Surah Moreh. Eino Shomei doesn't listen to our voice, V'zolel V'soveh. So the fact that they have to grab him means they can't be gedimim, they can't be amputees of their hands. Hotzi uhu, the fact that it says they take them out, that means they have to walk, so they can't be chigerim, meaning without legs. Va'amru lo, avamru, they say to Beitin, must mean they have to be able to speak, so lo ilmin. Beneinu zeh, the fact they can point to the child and say, this child, or they can't be blind, lo sumit. Eneinu shomer kol, he doesn't listen to our voice, mashma, they have to have a voice, v'lo charashim, they can't be mutes. Matrim bo b'fnei shlosha u'malkinoto. Initially, what they do then, okay, we've got a siren. Mitzvah Shem will continue this year after the all clear, okay? Okay, sorry, I remember we're up to. In the middle of the Mishnah, it says, Chazar v'kilkel, after they give him the Malkus once, he steals bad, then they come before the final of the Beit Din of 23, it's from Shalosh, ve'enu nisakel ad shiyu sham shalosh arishonim. Meaning, unless the part of that Beit Din of 23 are three of the original judges that were there in round number one that gave him Malkus. So, Shne'emar b'neinu zeh, this son, zehu shalakah b'fnechem, this is the son that we did Malkus in front of you with. Okay, that's how we, that's how the drush that we know that, you know, this is the son you've seen before type of thing. Okay, now the Gemara. Haya achad mehem gidem. So, Keshem she'at doresh ba'aviv v'imo, kach at doresh b'ziknei beitin. We also find that the ziknei beitin. Ziknei beitin referring to the case of the Egla Rufa. Made reference to it recently. So, again, a person is found dead on the roadside. We don't know who killed him. We have the representatives, if you like, from the Sanhedrin, will come and measure out in their city. And then the zakenim, meaning of the beitin of that closer city, they would come and do this whole process. And what they would say is, The pasuk is Vanu va'amru, and they would say Lo shafchu et adam hazeh ve'enenu lo ra'uah. So there's a lot of actions referred to in this pasuk. The first is v'yetsu, they went out. That's prat l'chigarim. These mean have to be able to walk there. V'amru, and they said prat l'im, well, they have to be able to speak, so you can't be a mute. Yadenu, our hands do not spill this blood, so prat l'gidimim, so they have to have hands, right? V'enenu l'ra'uah, we didn't see him, prat l'sumim. Magig ha'katuv k'shem z'nig beitin shlemim betzedek, just as the ziknei beitin have, sorry, just the ziknei beitin have to be shalim betzedek in their midot. The way the Korban Eda explains it, meaning etc., so too they have to be shlemim be'ivarim, so they can't be balimu. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan, med achad min arushim. What if one of the first dayanim that were amongst the three died? The first three in the first round died. What it says, in niskal, you wouldn't get skila. So v'lo meniti, we said that in the Mishnah that the part of the 23 have to be the three of the original from the round number one. So Amr Yehoshaya Shaloto more Yaased Din Sheni Rishon Lefum Keretzachaminita. In other words, you might think that when they come to find the Beit in 23 and one of the first three died, we can make this a new round one, and meaning give him Malchus again. And then if the child is repeats offends again, then you take the Beit in 23. The Chiddush is that once you've established a round one, you need that first round one. If one of those Dayanim die, you can never kill this child. You can never go to the round two events or more without that first round. In other words, you can't have another round one. That's what the Gemara is teaching. Let's continue. What if the child runs away before Gemar Din? And they find him by that stage is matured. He keeps a kanatat on his patur because he can only find a benzer or a more in that 6 month window. If, however, he's already found guilty. And he ran before they could kill him, and then they find him. And then by that stage, he's mature. They're too late. Then it's chayav. He'll still be chayav because he's already as a din mita. He's already considered. He's already meant to be executed. Let's continue. Barach al shomeg dino. Now Amar Rab Yoshaya sach li ziri b'shem anshei Yerushalayim. Ziri told me in name Yerushalayim. Shalosh, and there are three cases she'im bikshu limchol mochlim. If they want to be mochel. Meaning the parties, you'll see in a moment, want to say, look, we don't want to go any further. You can save the life of the individual. What are these? This is a sota. So the husband can say, look, I don't want to proceed any further. Ben Sura Mre, the parents can say, I don't want to go further. And Zaken Mamre. This is one Dayan that consistently persists to Paskin against everybody else. The Lords of Zaken Mamre, I think we learned previously. Have we learned Zaken Mamre together? I'm not sure. But in case of Zaken Mamre, Zaken Mamre, and let's say the other Dayan said, look, we don't want to kill him. Okay? Does that work? Can they save his life? And that seems to be you can. So what are the cases? Let's go through more detail. Sota, the Gemara says, what do you mean sota? Lo manita, we already know this. Shaba'ala ein rotzeh lashkota. If the husband doesn't want to give her the mei sota, it doesn't go ahead. So what's your chiddush by telling me shalosh hem shebikshu limchol mochlim? We know this already. So in other words, what's the chiddush of Zeira? So Sabri, I would have thought, actually, magil. That's only, he can only pull the plug on the whole process. Prior to the Megillat Sota being written. However, but after it's written, you've got Shem Hashem there, you don't want to go there as the shtar, maybe it's too late for the husband to now back out. So at the Chiddush is even after that point. However, that's provided, according to everybody, if Hashem Hashem's written Nimchak, it's been learned back in Masechta Sota, then we force her to drink this too. Even if she says, I don't want to go any further, it's too late. That's the point beyond which. The process has to continue. Next, Ben Sura Moreh, what's a chiddush saying the parents can back out? But lo manita, we already know this. Haya aviv rotzeh v'imo ein rotzeh. We saw that if only one of the parents wants and the other parent doesn't, it doesn't go ahead. So what's your chiddush, Zeira? It doesn't work. So sabri meimah ad shelo amad b'din. That's only before they brought him to Beit Din. But if the parents have both agreed to bring him to Beit Din and the case has already kicked off, then maybe it's too late. The chiddush is at a neima, the parents can say halfway through the case, look, we've changed our mind. Let our son go. At a neima, filuch avant bidin. However, that's provided b'shaloning mar dino. That's provided they haven't already ruled and judged his child guilty. However, aval imning mar dino, then it's too late. He raises a chiyuv mitra associated in. We'll just finish this piece. Zaken mamre, come to hada de teima shalolo horgo. When it comes to zaken mamre, that's to tell you that you don't kill him. In other words, if the Chachamim decide that, okay, we've scared him enough. We don't want to kill him anymore. This is the case of Zaken Mamre. Then that's a chiddush to what Razir is saying, is that he can that would work to not get him killed, but not lachziron atonim komam. Meaning he doesn't become this individual dying to be a dayan. I'll show you the Korban Eda. If he was a judge in his city, if the Beitin said, okay, we don't want to kill you anymore, that he wouldn't go back to being a dayan. Okay, so he's still, let's call it, demoted. However, Ukshabati Etzel, this is back to Rabbi Shaya, who started this whole statement, this discussion. When I came to Rabbi Ben Teira, Lenitzim Ashnaim Hodali, he agreed with me regarding two of these things. However, Valachad lo hoda, and one he didn't. What did he not agree with? Al Zaken Mamre. In the case of Zaken Mamre, once they said, yeah, this man has to be killed, well, there's no going back. Why? Because what underpins Zaken Mamre is we want, one Yiddishkeit, if you like, in the sense that we don't want halachos to be splitting in Am Yisrael, and this individual is causing a fracture. That's why the punishment is so harsh. So there's no going back on this. We have to really put our foot down. There's no passion in this situation. Okay, so we'll continue from here. See you next time. Sort of interruption again. Thank you
Thank
much for
you.
sticking around.